Welcome to Final Girl Video. Oh, hey! How are you? Yeah, welcome back. Nice to see you again on this overclouded, spooky evening. How are ya? I'm pretty good. What do you have two cups for? It's for me? You serious? Wait, what is it? It's my matcha latte? And you got lavender syrup? What the fuck? Let me try this. Oh, fuck. This is so good. Like, the best version of my drink I've ever had. How did you do this? Well, what about the days that you aren't working and you can't make this for me? Then what am I supposed to do? No, come on. You gotta tell me. Yeah, I know that everyone else there, I guess, would know how to make it, but you make it better than everybody else does. Ugh, fine. Look, are you here for another reason other than to be delightful and good-looking in my store? Today was actually pretty busy, but it's always busy in October. People get all nostalgic during the fall and they want to come in and get their physical media fix, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, absolutely. Halloween and Friday the 13th just totally hit different on VHS. Yeah, for sure. So, what you in for, my guy? Yeah? Horror movie? Nice, so you're getting the Halloween vibes early, my kind of guy. So, it's the beginning of the spookiest month of the year. What kind of vibe are you letting to go for? Do you want more classic or modern? We're actually pretty up to date. We just got in Barbarian and Pearl. For a DVD and VHS store, we're actually pretty ahead of the game by being 2 years behind. So, yeah, no, we're actually kind of killing it in that regard. So, what are you thinking? Like, do you want modern then? No, you want classic. Like, we're thinking like 80s maybe? Okay, perfect. In that case, I think I have exactly what you need, if I can find it. Okay, perfect. All right, come here. Good boy, thank you. So, what you need is a classic practical effects and body horror. So, what you need, my dear, is The Fly, starring Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis. For me, a bisexual's dream, really freaky body horror, just Cronenberg doing his thing all over the screen, but like a little bit campy, so like it's good because it was the 80s and it is legitimately good. It like still holds up and everything, but it's not gonna like freak you out and might only give you like some visual nightmares. Okay, so the transport pods are like peak retrofuturism too, and you know what? I'm not gonna give too much away. I'll just let you watch the damn thing. Are you interested? Yeah? Amazing. Okay, great. I mean, there is a chance, based off of this, that I have already planned out some more movies for you to watch for the rest of the month. I just knew that you would go in, like, one or two directions. So if you, like, weren't down for some body horror, I was going to suggest something else. But if you are down for body horror, then I have a couple of things I can suggest for you. It's true, and I also think that you should come with me to see The Substance. Yes, I've already seen it, but it's worth a rewatch, and I would love to see your reactions during it. No, I'm not gonna spoil anything. The Fly is actually kind of important if you do end up wanting to see The Substance, because they both have mirror scenes that are like real litmus tests to whether you can hang, tough guy. Plus, I'm a planner. I'm not going to suggest something and be excited about the idea of showing you something if I think you're going to hate it. And that will be $4.95, and you get 10 days. Oh, nice. You're only two punches away from your freebie. Oh, yeah, of course. No problem. You don't need a bag, right? Awesome. Are you all done for the day? Nice. Yeah, I've just got a few more hours. No, Sydney needed me to cover, so I'm being super nice. Next day I work is Monday, and then I'm off Tuesday for my birthday. Yeah, I can come in before my shift. Think we could go over the movie then? I'd really love to know your opinions about The Fly. Cool. Yeah, that sounds... Hey, welcome to Final Girl Video. I'll be right with you. Oh, yeah, I guess I should help them. I'll see you later, okay? Oh, yeah, totally. I always send people over to you guys if I don't see a coffee cup in their hand. A small business owner's got to stick together, right? Okay, cool. I'll see you later. Hey, how are you? Awesome. Yeah, what can I help you find? Hey, guys, how are you? Yeah, thank you. I'm looking for... Yes, yep, that delightful, annoying man. Is he here? Yes, he told me to meet him here because he had something to show me at the coffee shop specifically. There he is. Hey there, killer. Wow, you're taking off your apron in a really sexy way. Are you off work? Well, it was very sexy because you were taking it off. Speaking of, are you off work? Wow, what did you want to show me specifically in the coffee shop? Hmm? You have to put your hands over my eyes? Okay, just be careful of my eyebrows. I don't want you to rub them off. Because I, like, shave them down to, like, little nubs. You're not ready to see me like that. At least not yet. We'll get there. Yeah, no, go ahead. Okay, I'll just, like, scoot me where you need me, I guess. Are your coworkers cool with this level of unprofessionalism, or do you just treat all your customers like this? Just the goth ones? Wow, so I have competition, you're telling me. That's true. You did clock out. You're not necessarily representing the business now. Okay, we've been standing here for a second. I promise I will give you another reason to touch me. Can I see the surprise now? It's the menu. Yeah, y'all's penmanship is incredible. I've always said that, you know. You brought me here to show me the special of the month? Dude, you know I'm just gonna get... Does that say... Maxine's matcha? Holy shit! Is my drink the drink for the month of October? Oh my god, you guys did this? Just you? Wow. Oh my god. Oh my god! Bring us a receipt from Final Girl Video and get a free drink for your spooky cutie. Dude, this is really fucking sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, thank you to you guys for being okay with, my name being up there. That's, like, crazy. hey, what time is it? Oh, fuck. I gotta go open the store up. You wanna come with me? Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah. Bye, guys. I'll see you guys later. Thanks so much again for the really sweet surprise. It's amazing. So, what did you have to do to convince them to be on board with that? Oh, they're rooting for our will-they-won't-they romance. Wow. I am not known for subtlety. What? Oh, I can't find my keys. Oh, here they are. Okay, and we turn the lights on. And there we go. I'm open. So, what are you up to today? Other than harassing your local goth chick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, don't be dramatic. Me? Well, me will be sitting here at my stool, quoting along with... Let's see, let me draw a little paper from my jar here. Oh, Scream 1996. Oh, spectacular. Oh, next time you're available, I gotta hear your opinion about The Fly. Unless you've been very bad and haven't watched it yet. You only have 2 more days left on your rental, you know.
You did watch it?
Okay, great. Well, next time you're not busy, we'll have to get into it.
What? Now?
Come on, dude. It's a beautiful rainy day outside. Surely you have something planned other than talking with me.
Really?
Wow. Laying it on kind of thick, but I'll take it. Well, I can grab more comfortable chairs that we can both sit in. I can put them by the counter and we can... watch Scream on the big TV, talk over it. Oh, well, Scream's like a comfort movie, you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, revolutionary, but I've also seen it 1,000 times, so I can, like, do a whole bunch of stuff over it. Plus, like, everyone's seen it, so for customers coming in and out, it's pretty easy to ignore.
Wait. What do you mean you haven't seen Scream? That's...
Clearly, you must mean one of the... thousands of sequels, not the original one, because everyone's seen the original one.
Oh, babe, we gotta change plans, because, oh my god, we will talk about The Fly, like, soon, but we actually need to watch Scream, because it's an injustice that you haven't seen it.
Yes, like, you are, like... Oh my god, I'm like so irresponsible as your horror friend not knowing that you hadn't seen this. Okay, so I have to get blankets and fold-up chairs and cushions that are surprisingly comfortable with the blankets. Yeah, it like makes like a little bed practically. What?
What do I like in my hot chocolate? Marshmallows,
Ooh, I like white chocolate and white pepper and like peppermint and stuff. Yeah, I almost said white peppermint. Don't make fun of me.
Why? Why are you asking? They're gonna bring us hot chocolate?
You're joking.
No, dude, your coworkers are so sweet.
Oh, you messaged them asking if they can bring us hot chocolate. Wow, maybe you are more than just a pretty face behind that coffee machine.
I just mean that you're being really sweet to the spooky cutie in your life, you know?
Okay, so are we watching Scream?
Yes, yeah. Talk to me about The Fly. I'm gonna get it started from the beginning, so... Gina Davis, right?
Ugh, I know, dude. She's so amazing. And of course, Jeff is incredible. Of course, they had to make him look like an actual fly in order to make him ugly.
She's such a badass. She's like one of the people that gives like a really good fight.
No, don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I want to be in the sequel.
Hey, you knew that line.
Yeah, it's famous, I guess, but how much of this have you seen?
All of it?
You told me that you'd never seen it before.
What, dude? Come on. I wouldn't have made you watch this if I'd known you'd seen it already.
You wanted the Maxine movie watching experience. What does that mean?
Well, that's different. The
2022 Candyman is like one of my favorites, and there's a lot more hidden details and references to the original than people think, so I felt like I was doing you a disservice if I didn't tell you all about them. So what, you just wanted to hear me rant and rave about a horror movie I'd already seen? I mean, I'm happy spending time with you too, talking to you or at you. hey, man, I gotta be honest with you about something. I don't know if I can do this anymore. Flirting with you like we're just having fun, as if I don't legitimately want to be with you, and, you know, just implying that your gorgeous eyes and your sexy crooked smile and those fucking arms just don't get me going when they do. You, like, make my stomach do flips, and I just think that you and I would be really great together, and I feel like you feel the same way, so I feel like we should stop kidding ourselves while we still have time to plan the couple's Halloween costume. Really? I feel like we should kiss. Don't you think we should kiss? Just to, like, break the tension or something? What? Are you saying you don't want to kiss me? Because I want to kiss you. I've been thinking about it pretty often, actually. Kissing you, whispering in your ear, climbing on top of you, putting my mouth against your neck, breathing you in, finally being able to obsess over you out loud and tell you how much I've thought about you. How much I've thought about kissing your collarbone, stealing your sweatshirts, about getting on my knees. I can finally tell you how much I've been thinking about leaving a black ring of lipstick around the base of your cock. I take you deep into my throat. How much I want to repay you for all those delicious coffees, all those escorts and runs to the bank late at night, all those times and those nights I spend fucking myself with your name on my lips. Now, come to me, my fucking dream guy, and tell me you've been dreaming about doing that yourself. You want to whisper in my ear all the things you've been thinking about while I kiss your neck? Your toned, soft, muscular, beautiful neck. Yeah? That's pretty generous of you, stud. Here was I offering to rock your world, and you just wanted to get your hands on me? Wow. This mouth's good for more than just be horror movie trivia, you know? Tell you what, why don't you unbutton a few of my buttons here and get your hands on these nice, soft, beautiful tits I've caught you not so subtly eyeing when you hand me my drinks? Yeah, busted, I'm afraid, but don't worry, babe, you can feast your eyes on me all you fucking want. You can take it all in. You can even touch them if you want. I want you to touch them, to grope them, and tease my nipples. Fuck. What? Didn't you know I had piercings? What? Oh, come on, don't lie. You look at my tits all the time. Yep, I knew it. How did you know? How did you find out? Oh, was it that? Yep, that's exactly what I fucking thought. That damn rainstorm last month. See, this is why I never wear white shirts. I wear black all the time and it's never a problem. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck, your mouth feels so good on them. Fuck. Yeah, I just like the... Fuck, the soft sucking that you're doing. And then you're like kneading one of them and then sucking on the other one. Oh, fuck. Do you have a mommy kink I don't know about or something? Don't worry. We'll tackle that another time. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're making me so wet with that fucking tongue. Fuck. Here, you wanna feel? You wanna feel how wet you're making me? Fuck, you see what you're doing to me? Wanna make me come on your fingers? Wanna watch me lick them clean? Fuck, yes. Fuck, finger my pussy, baby. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, fuck. Oh god, making drip all over your hands, making me fucking gush. Fuck. Holy fuck. I think about how much fun we're gonna have working so close to each other. If you ever. Get for feeling horny, you can just come in and make my doorbells chime, and we can tour the back rooms, and you can help me restock shelves or do inventory or push me against an aisle and eat me out. The fucking possibilities are endless. Fucking yeah. Yeah, you've been dreaming about that too. Tell me, baby, tell me. Tell me all you want to do to me, please. I want to hear it so bad, please. Yes, baby, tell me. Tell me everything. Tell me what you fuck your hand thinking about. Do you think about bending me over the counter and fuck, grabbing my fucking tits and fuck into me? Tell me, I want to hear. Here, I want to hear it so bad. Yeah, fuck. Oh my god, that sounds so good. Fuck. God, baby, I want your mouth on me so bad. Fuck. Oh my god, I've come so many times thinking about you fucking me with your tongue. What? Yeah. Yes, yeah, right now you can, of course you can taste me, fuck, of course. Oh my god, fuck, oh, baby, fuck, you said you wanted to, push me against the horror aisle and eat me out, fuck. Oh my god, baby, I would love to feel your arms pushing me against a wall. Fuck, you've been wearing these sweaters and hoodies and shit recently, cause it's been getting cold. Fuck, have your hand on my tits, please. Fuck, oh my god, anyway, yeah, you've been wearing these sweaters and these hoodies, and it's just been giving like really like sexy Chris Evans Knives Out energy, which fuck, you know about my feelings about a sexy murderer, so
Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't think. God, are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god. I said, are you fucking kidding me? Because, oh my god, I'm getting close. I can't fucking believe this. Fuck. I just don't normally. Fuck. Fuck. I don't normally come this fast, but fuck, baby. Fuck. Oh my god, your fucking mouth. Oh my god. Hey, I'm gonna come. Hey, I'm gonna come. Please. Please, baby, can I come on your face, please? Please, I just wanna soak your fucking face, please. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god, I'm coming. Oh my god, I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Stop. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I know, baby. I know it's good, but I need you to stop. Please. Please. Fuck. What? Fuck. Yeah, if you fucking keep going, I'm gonna. Yeah, if you keep going, I'm gonna come again. If you keep going, I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Please, baby, please. Please, can you make me come? I want to come so bad, please. I'm not Fuck, I'm not begging. I'm not begging. I'm just... Oh, my God. Please, please, please. Fuck. Oh, my God. I'm coming again. Oh, my God. I'm coming again. Oh, my God. I'm coming again. Fuck. Fuck. Don't fucking touch me. Because I'm like overstimulated as fuck. Fuck. You know, I really liked you before I thought you could use your mouth like that, but now that I know that, I'm like never gonna fucking let you go. Holy shit. Oh my god. Yeah, no, I'm great. I really need just a second, and then I would really, really love for you to fuck me, if you don't mind, if that wouldn't be a horrible inconvenience for you to bend me over the couch and fuck me while we're watching Scream. What? What do you mean? That sounds like a dream for me. I have no idea what you're talking about. okay, you're right. That sounds perfect. That sounds absolutely fucking perfect. And now that you've said it, I feel like I don't need as much of a recovery time. So... Yeah, no, I'm super ready, baby. I'm like, can you use your fingers on me? And I just can't help thinking about how fucking amazing your cock is gonna feel while it's stretching me out. Please, please, baby, can you please fuck me? Yeah, well, after this, you're not gonna hear a lot of pleases from me, so soak it up. Don't get used to it.
As a matter of fact, pull your pants down. Yes, I'm serious. Pull your fucking pants down. Fine, I guess I'm doing it. Well, despite how prepared I often am, I do not have a bottle of lube in here, so I can't think of a better way to get your dick wet than sucking on it. Can you? Perfect. So glad you see it my way. Now lean back, shut the fuck up, or actually moan a lot. Be pretty chatty. Because I like my boys chatty and nervous. What was that, babe? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead and keep saying about how hot I am and everything. Yeah. You know, I've always thought about how hot it would be. For me to be sucking your dick while you're helping a customer make coffee. And how it would be so fun to take you and grope you and feel you and suck you off while you're trying not to come in front of somebody. I love seeing you all flustered, baby. It fucking gets me off so much. What else turns me on? Well, I love it when... Well, those moments where you act like you're trying to get around me to go somewhere, like a different side of the counter or whatever. And you'll pretend that you like need to put your hands on my lower back in order to get past me when you most certainly don't. I guess like anything where you use an excuse to touch me. Oh, now you're using this as another excuse. No, I'm just saying that if you're gonna bend me over the couch, then it sounds like an excuse to touch me. You definitely could have just asked and I would have bent over the couch for you. Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, I'm mentally prepared. Seeing how big you are, I could have been fingered a little bit longer, but I'm a tough girl. I can handle it. Yes, plus I know you're gonna take good care of me, so just go slow in the beginning, okay? Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, you can... Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, it's good, it's good. It's just slow adjustments, you know what I mean? Fuck me, you feel good, fuck. Yeah, a little bit more. I mean, a lot more is good. Can I have the rest of it, please? Fuck. I'm good. I'm so good, baby. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. I can't believe it. Fuck. No. I can believe that you're this great at fucking me. I just can't believe that this is happening. Because I thought I was just gonna be a goth chick with a crush on a barista, but apparently that guy likes me back. Like, a lot. Enough to sit through this girl talking through a movie that he's already seen just because he wants to hang out with me. And and he's really hot and good in bed. Or getting couch, whatever the fuck. Fuck, I just can't believe I get to call you mine. And I, fuck, you're fucking me so well. Your cock is like, fuck, it already feels like I'm gonna pass out. God, you're so amazing. You're so amazing. You're so amazing. Fuck. Oh my god, baby, fuck, you're so good. Why does it feel so good? God. Yes, yes, I love. Oh god, I love feeling you stretch me out like this. Fuck. You know, you can be a little bit rougher with me if you want to. I mean, yeah, we'll get into it more, I'm sure, but you can be rougher with me. Please be rougher with me, okay? You can slap my ass, you can grab my hips to pull into your hips, like, whatever gets you deeper inside me, you can do it, okay? Fuck, yeah, fuck, yes, fuck, yes. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Fuck. Yes, yes, it's so good. Fuck, this is really good, this is really good, fuck. I know it might feel a little bit too good. I think I'm getting close. Yeah, okay, I thought maybe I was gonna come really early because I was really vulnerable because I came a couple times already, but I'm glad to see that we're on the same page. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, you're getting close. Yeah, okay. Can you rub my clit, please? Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Okay. Fuck. Okay. Oh my god, baby. Baby. Fuck. I'm gonna come. What? Why are you stopping? What? Can I not call you baby? Yes, it is like maybe a big move or whatever, but I don't have to call you that. I can. You like it when I call you baby? Okay. You want me to say it when? You want me to say it when you make me come? Yeah, of course I will, of course. Oh my god, baby, of course I will. Fuck, put your hand back. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Baby. Fuck, baby, please. Yeah, just like that, baby, just like that. Fuck. I'm coming. Oh my god, baby. Oh my god, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. God, baby, fuck. Fuck. Holy fuck. Are you serious? I just mean in the sense that you can quote this movie. You make my matcha lattes perfectly and you fuck like an absolute god. That's what the fuck I mean. I might not surprised by any means. Maybe my expectations have been completely blown out of the water, really, because I don't know. Thank you for shutting me up. Normally, I hate when guys do that in movies, but you've done it pretty perfectly. Oh, wow. And the movie's over. Look at that. But it's still raining, though. do you wanna maybe, I can grab a blanket, or two, and we can, cuddle on the couch and maybe watch Scream 2? Yeah? Yeah, okay. Hey, this has been, an unexpected, kind of first date for us, but I just want to tell you, you have great taste in women and movies. Yes, you do. Yeah, we'll get to talk about it a little bit more. But first, as I'm putting the new VHS in, I'm gonna need one thing from you, baby. If that's okay with you. I need you to talk to me more about the movie The Fly, okay? Yeah, start from the beginning. Absolutely. So, Jeff Goldblum, total hottie, of course. Yes, yes. It's crazy how it feels like dated, but it could totally take place at any time, generally. Yes, I agree. That's what I've always said.